Welcome to a brand new edition of All of This Is Temporary with your hosts, Melody Gates, the lovely as ever.
Hi.
Melody Gates, the hardest workingest, double triple job havingest, badass female in the land, and Ray Stone, that'd be me. Not also, all that stuff.
Also hardworking, much stronger than myself, much smarter.
Physically, maybe not. We don't know about emotionally, though.
Also.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
You're the rock.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm a rock and a hard place. I don't even know what that means.
But your heart is neither.
Well, I feel like we have to start off by saying, first of all, thanks to everybody for joining along all the time. And because the listenership is growing. It's like hundreds of thousands now. So It's like
almost overnight that happened.
Yeah. But somehow last week we managed to lose the first half of the recording. When I say we, what I mean is I. And but it turned out it was okay. But anybody who was listening might have missed out on a few things. And you know what? We're just going to let those be gone in the ether.
Yeah, you just don't want anyone to know the results of the psychopath test that you underwent.
Oh, let's do that one again. That was a fun test.
Yeah, we can add that to the docket today since it didn't make it. Because that's a good one.
Yeah. Megyn Kelly.
Shout out Megyn Kelly. Who also, did she interview... Was she a moderator for one of the debates with Trump from like 2016?
I think I
saw a short today. I probably should verify that before bringing it up on live air.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We're live.
The reason that this handy dandy globe here is in the new segment that I'm doing on the All of This Is Temporary podcast channel is Adjust Your Shorts. On which I announced to everyone that the size of Greenland is the same as the size of Africa.
You did.
And so I'm just bringing this out to remind myself of just how little I actually know. What's funny is I remember it being tiny, not tiny, but small from looking at globes. But then my brain got used to looking at Google Maps. And I think Google Maps knows everything.
Oh, that's what messed it up.
Well, it's the same size on Google Maps because of the way they... condense it when they quote unquote unwrap the globe onto a single page. It makes it look gigantic, absolutely gigantic. But it's just roughly a little bit bigger than Mexico. So we've got you've got Africa, which is way big, and then you got Mexico, which is way smaller. And that's a little bit smaller than Greenland.
So the big question of the week is, which is going to make it to be the 51st state? Is it Greenland or Canada?
I bet you there's a FanDuel.
Yeah, a FanDuel?
FanDuel bet. I bet you there are odds on that. I bet you can.
Yeah.
I bet you can make a bet on it.
Yeah, we should start one here.
Oof.
I bet it's going to be Greenland.
Canada
will be the 52nd. They're going to be a harder sell.
I'm going to go ahead and say it is possible that none of them make it. Neither Gaza nor Panama.
We don't want Gaza. That's where we're going to do the Trump resort.
Nor
of America.
Yeah, nor Greenland, nor.
But we did get the canal. No, the Mexico Gulf of America.
Yeah. But nothing changed.
Yeah. Anyways, we love Mexico.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't. I mean, hey.
Yeah.
We got no ill will here.
What is this episode brought to us by? I think I know.
Focusrite.
I think. But what is that?
The control board that I was fidgeting with before we got started.
I was going to say technology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Barely.
Brought to you by Focusrite.
You might be noticing a slight change in energy in the podcast today.
What is it? What does it say about me that when something doesn't, like if I figured something out and I've got it working right and then it stops working right and then I can't quite figure out how to fix it, it becomes a thorn in my side like nobody's business and I am no fun to be around and I don't want to, like, I just want to throw a tantrum and sit down. I want to punch something inanimate. I want I just want to break something. Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
this is how it feels in marketing operations when something breaks.
Yeah.
Rebuild. Because then it's like takes forever to figure out because there's a billion little things that it could be.
It's something similar to that. Yeah. And I didn't do anything. It just
Welcome
stopped.
To my career.
It just stopped recording, which is why last week's episode was cut short, even though it was a full length episode.
Plus some.
Yeah.
That could have been 1.5 episodes.
But we'll get into it. I definitely had a fun couple of weeks there. So I went snowboarding the previous week. And then this week I went renegade snowboarding. And it has been a hot minute. So I went up there on Friday, and if anybody out there is paying attention, the I-17 was closed on Friday. In fact, all access routes into Flagstaff, the I-17, the 40, and the 89A were all closed down.
So what happened to the people who were on en route and then it got shut down? Like, where did they have to get U-turned out of there?
They all turned around. When I went by and took the super secret Heidi path that I know and only myself and maybe a handful of other people know about, obviously, because I went by like hundreds of other cars that were parked, pulled over, and waiting for it to reopen, which, by the way, it never did all day. And for no good reason, because once you got around everything, it was fine. The drive was absolutely fine. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what would be the point of keeping people from getting to Flagstaff, even though the claim was it was a severe winter storm issue, but there was no severe winter storm. It was just a little bit of dust on the I-17.
I think the guy who was supposed to salt the roads was out of town. Or, you know, hung over and couldn't salt the roads. And even though it didn't need it, they were just like, we can't take the liability. Nobody else can salt them.
Well,
we're going to shut everything down.
Interesting that you would think that. They were salting and plowing the roads. So that's not.
Oh, that couldn't be it. Maybe they ran out of salt. Or maybe they didn't follow protocol.
They didn't follow proto.
But how does it go?
I don't know what the reason was, but at the end of the day, when I went back down the hill, having been the only person or one of the very few people that actually made it up there at all on Friday, it was still shut at the same spot going northbound. So, and I have no idea why, because southbound traffic was fine. So obviously it wasn't so crazy winter weather that the...
Oh, really? It was just northbound?
That is so weird. They were just keeping people from getting to Flagstaff.
Yeah.
I wonder if the town of Flagstaff, like, there's no way that they would do that because then businesses lose money.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody, I think, would get upset at this. But and for me, it was
worked
fine.
Worked out well for you, like really good for you.
There was nobody on the mountain except for locals. It was a local day on the hill.
I think my favorite part of the whole story that we're like totally bypassing because nobody needs to know how to get up there. But
we're bypassing that on purpose.
Yeah. my favorite part, like even though I-17, the only real route to get to Flagstaff was completely closed, you were only set back by 10 minutes.
Well,
from when you were planning on arriving.
Yeah, I think that's enough chatting about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you did pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So you shredded in some powder.
Mm-hmm. You almost said pow.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's what you could say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shredded some pow. It was amazing. They said 21 inches. There was not 21 inches of fresh powder up there. There was maybe another foot, probably a little less.
Yeah, did it melt or something?
No, they just lie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to try to get everybody to go up there. They lie to get everybody to go up there, and then they shut the road down to not let anybody up there. That's gaslighting in traffic. That was so funny. And by the way, yes, for the latter part of my drive, I was thinking to myself, no cops, no cops, no cops, no cops, please, no cops, no cops, cops, no cops, no cops, no cops, please, no cops.
You made it.
Yeah.
Cops weren't out. The road was closed.
Gives me a special kind of hell yeah when you also get to do the thing that nobody else got to do, but everybody wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And they just followed.
And one guy tried to do, but he got scared.
Yep. Got scared. Turned back.
Got scared of a little old sign.
Don't follow me. Mm-mm. Anyway, so you had some stuff last week that you didn't get to, And
No, I got through everything, actually.
Oh, you did?
In fact, I just had some bad news to share with you today. I don't have a whole lot to talk about, so you're going to have to carry this one.
This is the bad news that you're sharing?
Yes.
This is going to be a short one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do have two things on here.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you want me to go? I can go.
Well, I mean, I just did one. I guess we could talk about...
last week I introduced a new segment.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also could catch up on the sociopath quiz.
Oh, yeah, we can do that too.
Right.
Let's do the sociopath quiz.
Okay, but I don't think we have to do it because that would be very false. Oh, you've
already done it.
Yeah, we can just discuss it. So here was the question. The question was, a man goes to a funeral. At that funeral, he locks eyes for a brief moment with a woman at the funeral. And then the next week later,
he murders her mother.
Wow, that's okay. Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, why murders the mother?
Why did he murder the mother?
Yeah.
And the answer to this, there's according to Megyn Kelly, there's one answer that if you give this one particular answer in particular, and only this answer in particular, which I think there are a few different answers that would work. I think mine also. My thought was immediately, they had a plan to murder the mother, and that was the answer.
Mm-hmm. He was very close to the answer.
You're
pretty close. You're 50% sociopath.
Right.
Psychopath?
But the sociopath.
Sociopath.
But the actual answer was?
Was because he knew that if the mother died, he would see her again.
Because he could go to the funeral.
Yeah.
And see her again.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because you have to add that she's attractive.
Yeah. I did not get in the setup that Megyn Kelly gave. I did not get the fact that the feeling that they were attracted, like he was attracted to her. I didn't get that.
Well, maybe that's the whole game. Maybe the whole game.
I guess a sociopath would think that like any woman who looks at him is going to think that she wants to bang him or that he has a chance. And so he's going to do whatever he can to get close to her again to make that happen.
Interesting. See, my take is that a sociopath would automatically see even, you don't have to say that he's attracted to her to see that he wanted to see her again.
Yeah.
And so that's why. Yeah,
it's purposely left out.
Right.
Megyn Kelly, you're going to have to comment below. That was done intentionally.
Be our first commenter, Megan.
No, not our first. We had Sam. He was our first commenter.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Commentator.
MK.
Commenter.
Old MK. MK Ultra over there. Megyn Kelly Ultra. Well, let's see. No, there was no open mic the last week, but I did have... Oh, no, I do have a new one, but it's not queued up to show this week. Mm. It wasn't amazing. I'm just going to put those in order that they appear, and we'll just pepper them in. The next one, I'm pretty sure the next upcoming one is a really bad bomb, so... But I'm not ready to show that one yet. Mm-hmm. It just hurts too bad inside of my soul.
Oh, come on. There are...
You know, this one's the bad one.
Had some bad ones that you've shown.
Mm-hmm. This is the bad one.
Oh, is this the one where I was laughing?
this is the because you were
sweating.
Yeah.
No, I was sweating more than
you were sweating because I was laughing.
It's like shit, I got my deodorant.
Very, very nervous laughter.
Well, there was a highlight of my week.
Okay.
That I can share.
Let's do it.
I made somebody cry at work. It was a girl. I made a girl cry.
That's so easy to do.
It really is.
All you got to do is point out something they did wrong.
Yeah. And in a moment when they're clearly stressed and they're trying to apologize, but then you keep sticking the knife a little bit more until they have a breaking point.
Yeah.
And then you get what you want.
Yeah. It's totally different when you do that to guys though.
Is it?
I mean, you tell me.
If guys cry?
No, it doesn't make a guy cry.
Oh no, it's opposite.
They just fly off the handle and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, then I cry.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, you know, whose fault was that?
Well, you know, we can go back to the beginning. It's both of our faults. Anyway, so why do I feel so awkward?
Because you got high before this.
Is it just me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know.
Yes, I made her cry. So this
is no, no, we're not getting off the hook this easy. I don't know what possesses you, knowing we're going to come in here and record, to hit the weed pen.
Well, that was like 2 hours ago, though.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was before dinner.
Anyways, so you, this dumb bimbo, this batty haired
Penelope is what we called her last week.
Twat.
No, she's not. No, kind.
Had some stuff to do and she didn't get you all of the stuff. And so you called her and you said, where's all the stuff, man?
She just isn't managing her time and workload very well. All I was like, all I had told her is like, you just got to tell me if you're not around. Like, it looks to me like you're in the office. I don't fucking know. And you tell me you're going to complete something and you don't.
And then she had a meltdown, but she was having a birthday party that week. So
yeah, she had a birthday party, but she was also at a big event, VIP event.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm guessing her serotonin levels were down because she did some extracurricular activities on her birthday.
I hate when people are like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I hate that. I really hate a bunch of I'm sorry's. It's maybe it's a pet peeve. When you keep doing the same thing over again, and you're like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm so busy. I'm sorry, I'm so busy. I'm like, look, bitch, let's talk about being busy.
I'm glad that you don't like apologies because I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I still like you. Yeah. Some might say I love you.
I will not apologize for anything.
That's not true. You do own your shit.
Well, like that is fun too. That you're the temp at that job, technically, and you still made that full-time employee cry. Who is above you?
She's not, but I mean, in the sense that she has a full-time salary position there and I do not, then she is above me. But, like what I do and what she does are like more lateral,
but you're not her,
be above her.
You're not her direct report.
Absolutely not. I don't think she could handle that.
Yeah, because you know what? That actually brings up a good point. I wanted to talk about this, like, trouble. Remember Trouble?
That was game Trouble. I have the German version here.
No, just the word.
With the, I thought you were talking about the game. Right? Oh yeah, that's right. We were talking about it.
Remember being in trouble? Like, that's the equivalent of being in trouble. She cried with you because she was in trouble for what she did. But you remember, you're going to be in trouble. I'm going to tell on you.
Wait till Dad gets home.
You're going to be in such trouble. Whatever happened to that? Now it's, you're going to pay a fine or go to jail. Mm-hmm. That's the new version. The adult version of you're in trouble. You're getting arrested now, punk.
Before it was like, you were going to get grounded and you weren't going to get to watch TV for a couple of days. Now it's like, no, you got to pay $10,000. You have to fork over part of your retirement plan.
Did we go over my post-leg workout walk now?
No, but we, or
it's my new favorite
post leg workout or post snowboarding workout.
No, my sachet from the leg workout. I think we did. We talked about it. My new favorite, little walk is like the little gay sachet away from the leg machine after I've done. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at this globe here. My attention got taken by this country I've never heard of before.
Well, this is an old globe, so it may or may not still be a country.
What I was wondering is how old this globe is.
What country
maybe
are you looking
Greenland
at?
Really is the size of Africa now.
Yeah.
Africa shrunk and Greenland grew.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, ice has been melting, so maybe it's one of those like you melt the ice on it and the land grows magically.
This country that I'm looking at is between Western Sahara and Mali, just above Guinea and Senegal. This country, and just, you know, southwest of Algeria, this country is called Mauritania. Have you heard of it?
Mauritania,
yeah. It's on the coast, and then it's snug between Western Sahara, Algeria, Mali, and Senegal. Not really Guinea, but Guinea is south.
Mauri?
Yeah.
Tania? Yeah, it's still a country. Formerly the Islamic Republic of Mauritania.
What's going on there? How come we never hear anything about Mauritania?
It's a sovereign country in Northwest Africa. I mean, I really don't know. I didn't do any research on this at all.
I know. Gosh. I mean, we're really...
They speak Arabic there. They've got some stone buildings. It looks like it's an Islamic country.
But you know what? Greenland is bigger.
Yes. Yeah. It's bigger than Mexico by a margin. So Mexico is 700 and whatever, 30,000 square miles, and Greenland is...
I think we should start...
850,000 square miles.
I think we should start comparing all land sizes to Greenland. This is about a third the size of Greenland. Like, how big is Alaska?
It's about the same size as Greenland.
Really?
It looks like it, yeah.
Thanks. Texas. Yeah. Maybe like half the size.
No, Texas is way smaller.
Like half the size of Greenland.
Yeah, or less. Yeah. I think there's three Texi. Mm. Probably three Texi in there. I mean, this is really, really going great. I want to complain about USB-C. I don't know why they keep changing this shit. Now you got to go buy a bunch of fucking new...
USB-C?
Mm-hmm.
The charging ports?
Yeah, like what? Lightning was fine.
Nobody liked Apple? The Lightning.
Oh,
well, hold on. Which one's the Lightning?
The one that plugs into your iPhone and...
The little pointer thing, the flat pointer, the round... Yeah, we're going to a global standard, baby. The USB-C is the new global standard.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. I think it'll be great when all of our devices have the same kind of USB charging port.
I mean, I guess that does make sense.
It's the first, really, that's the first true step in having a one world order.
Yeah. Is you get all the computers together.
Yeah, just like one standard, standardized charging cord.
Maybe that's all part of
quantum. Because that's important.
Maybe that's all part of the quantum computing plan. Is USB-C is... Oh,
and that's how we're going to transfer information between each other.
USB-C is the... Like
global network.
Backbone of the... We'll just keep talking over each other. I'm sure you guys get it, huh? And ready, go. No, I'll go. No, you go.
I mean, I have a fun new word.
Okay, go ahead.
Spittle.
Yeah.
You know spittle?
Yeah.
Do you guys know spittle?
Saliva, yeah, spittle.
Yeah, that was my guess too. I was correct.
Yeah, that's not difficult. Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? What is an oast?
Oust?
Oast.
How do you spell it? O-U-S-T?
No. O-A-S-T.
Oh, I don't know. I know what oats are.
Yeah. No, it's not oats. It's oast. It's what you put... It's a kiln that's used to dry hops.
Oh, okay.
Oast.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. That's it.
Moving on.
I forgot to tell you. So when I got up to Flagstaff on last Friday, I was in the front of a line of guys, and I went to the furthest up parking lot that they were allowing, and it said parking lot full, but I went in to check and see if there were any spots. And two other people followed me in there. And then we all had to back out together because there were no spots. So the guy number three is backing up very slowly. Guy number two is backing up very slowly. And so I'm backing up at their speed. And I'm like, I've got my head turned around. I'm not using the camera. I'm physically looking at it. So I'm just going at what I think is a safe speed. And the passenger in the truck behind me starts giving me the slow down, buddy. Like he starts he's doing
no, he's not.
Backseat driver to me from a different car. So I give him the, I can see you. I go, I can see. And I give him the, you know, point at my eyes and point down. I say, I can see. And he does it again, go slow down. And I go, I can see. So the red car, the little car, is having a hard go of it. So I take advantage of the slow movement, and I see enough space that I back up and I turn myself around, so that then when the truck turns himself around, well, I scoot right on by him, and he did not like that.
The one that was whose passenger was like slow down, buddy,
telling me to slow down.
Oh no!
And what's funny is I was just regaining my rightful spot at the front of the pack. But yeah. he didn't want me to do that. Laid on his horn. And we're like parking, he by the way.
Laid on his horn.
For a hot minute. He gave me a full 5 second horn. And then what was funny is he almost had to park right next to me. He chose to go park elsewhere.
Yeah, because it's embarrassing.
I found the next closest lot because a guy was driving around telling people where to go. And so I go right there, park next to the red car. And we both like, hey, how you doing? And then the guy in the truck went and parked somewhere else. Bitch.
Shame.
And what was funny is like I only
park
did that
of shame
because I had done some renegade stuff, some severe off-roading, and like
you were feeling ballsy.
I was feeling ballsy, so I just gunned it and went right on by him, and he did not like it. So that was kind of fun. I just had that written down. Angry parking guy.
I like that side of you. I don't get to see that side of you very often.
Right. I don't do it when other people can witness it. Like I don't want to. I think I'm like I have a modicum of that like humility where like I don't want to bring you into this, but sometimes when I'm alone I'll do it myself.
Yeah, I like it. But, you can do it with me.
Yeah, Terrell, if you're listening, you missed out last week. Was fun because I invited Terrell to come along and he was already up north on the other side over towards Sunrise Ski Resort mm-hmm. up in Pine Top. But you would have had fun. You definitely would have had fun.
Too bad. Hopefully. Yeah, they might come this Friday. We'll see.
We'll see, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got another date. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and drum roll, please. Somebody's going to try it for their very first time. That's me. We got skydiving last month, and we got snowboarding this month, and we got scuba diving last year. You're catching up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, catching up, what, to you?
Yeah, to the rest of the world who knows how to ski and snowboard.
I'm always doing some like kind of like new shit.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm just doing really fun shit.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Meditating and yoga.
Yeah. Oh, some new boring. Stuff.
Ooh. Traveling the world. God. Fuck.
Oh, just meditating. How exciting. I can't wait to try that.
Yoga's the shit. I do like yoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, is everyone asleep yet?
Yeah, I think it's pretty sleepy out there. Yeah, I don't really, I don't have much on the docket, so we're going to vamp.
Well, just a quick, PSA. Remember to get your taxes in. Brie and I, we did our taxes last week.
Yeah.
And we're so cute. We didn't talk about doing them. And then one night we came home, like, what'd you do today? Well, I got my taxes done. No shit, me too. How funny is that?
Wow. Just
that's true love, guys.
Something else.
That's true love.
Oh, I want to bring up the Bill Burr thing. Like, we watched the new Bill Burr comedy stand-up, and it's not as good. It's just not.
Not as good as what?
It's his other stuff.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites, and this time around, it's like,
What's your favorite special that he's done? Can you remember? Oh. I mean, that's kind of a hard question.
Yeah, I don't know the names of them. Paper Tiger, the last one was really good.
Okay. Because I've never seen a special of his, so I think I'm going to watch one.
Yeah, some of his political views are kind of seeping in. I listened to his podcast too, and his other specials have been like different from the podcast, but now he's kind of getting old, I guess. He's just kind of getting old.
He's on Broadway now.
Yeah, maybe there's a cutoff.
Once you get, yeah.
Maybe there's a cutoff to funny, and he's reached it. The first half was pretty good. I thought he came out strong, but then like he sort of just petered out.
Yeah. I mean, I fell asleep. So I think at that point it must have not stopped being good.
It feels like he's not doing the road as much. He's not doing as many shows to get the special ready. And then he's just doing the special for his schedule. Like, cause he knew he had the Broadway play coming up that he's the acting
schedule.
In. I don't know. Yeah. But I was like, dang, he's one of my favorites. And
well, let me ask you a question. So when he was yelling at the audience I quit with the applause breaks.
Yeah, right up top, they started doing applause breaks.
So what's an applause break?
Well, where they clap instead of laughing.
Do they do like a turn a dial thing so people clap? Or the people are clapping?
No, just the audience picks to do it. And honestly,
how do they know to do it?
It's really about like, whenever it happens with a comedian who is famous and people like him for who he is and not just his jokes, they will agree with you if you say something that's not quite so funny, but is relatable. And so that's what they were doing. And that's why he said, all right, enough with the applause. He's like, I don't want an applause break every, he's like, enough of the applause breaks. Because it was like, basically he was kind of addressing the fact that they weren't laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he was just ranting and people were like, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's not funny, so I'm not laughing, but yeah, I'll clap because I agree.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
It was like kind of funny, some kind of funny things, but it's like, dude, you better turn it on. You're doing a comedy show, but he's kind of wandering away from that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever. I mean, you know, maybe that leaves a little bit of room for some other new up and coming comedians to try to wedge their way in.
Like yours truly.
I mean, there are definitely a ton of comedians out there now. It's so...
I mean, it's very common.
Crazy to see, like, just how many people want to do it.
Because it seems possible. Like, there's a pathway now that never really existed before.
Yeah.
If it is a pathway. But, you know, there's more people that you can see that are... I don't know, there's podcasts. There's something about podcasting where it makes you feel like you know the person, you know?
Yeah. And the Kill Tony show has elevated a few people very quickly. Like, it brought them. And even just saying you've been on Kill Tony, that'll get you a spot at some comedy clubs.
Even if you're not funny.
Clubs.
Yeah.
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 So that's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
We're going to Austin soon.
Yeah, we're going to Austin soon. We'll see. Right?
If I get... Fuck, I'll buy that tonight.
We'll see. You're going to Vegas soon.
I am going to Vegas. Uh-huh. I need to brush up on craps. That's what I need to be doing in my free time is looking at the rules again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. I'll just have someone teach me or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Going to Vegas.
Mm-hmm. I'm never coming back.
You're going to Vegas. Yeah. Going to Vegas on my birthday and...
Hey, we had a conversation.
and I'm not going.
Yeah, you can. I'm staying in like one of the best resort hotels there.
Cool.
Yeah, you could come.
And do what?
I don't know.
So much better to just have a few days to myself here.
Honestly, I would, if the roles were reversed, I wouldn't, I don't know, I would probably go to Vegas. But I totally get that you want to, I get, you know, whenever you're going to go do comedy or something and I'm at home, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
It's nice having that a long time.
Yeah. And I'm not a gambler. Don't like it at all. So what would I do? Just sit around at the pool? Be like, no, I wish I was working on my stuff.
Yeah. I like it when I'm winning. I don't know. I'll probably set aside a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have some fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
You're going to give...
Maybe I'll go to a show.
Give them a little money. Contribute.
I got to put my outfits together.
Right. Yeah. That's very important.
I have no idea what I'm going to wear. It's I'm a little stressed out. Because we have to wear a vest for the conference. I haven't even seen what the vest looks like. Yeah. So I don't know. Am I going to wear jeans? I feel very uncomfortable in jeans these days. Like, I only want to wear yoga pants. And I don't think that's professional. I got to wear business casual.
Right. Yoga pants and a vest is not how you go to the conference.
I don't think so.
No. Not I don't think so. Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Not a chance.
I told Maddie that's what I was going to wear. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
I was kidding.
Yeah.
Right. She didn't say no either, but I know she was thinking it.
Of course. Mm-hmm. She was like, you better not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, big, important stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're at 33 minutes. What else we got?
We can't be perfect every time, you know?
Let's see. I got, I got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I got a lot of family stuff going on, a lot of that.
And you tried to give away my refrigerator.
I tried to give away your refrigerator, yes.
You did actually give one of them away, but not the one that you thought you were giving away.
Yeah, I honestly, I mean, I was like, yeah, the fridge is just sitting there. It's not being used. I don't think he would mind. But then as I was like coming out of my mouth and I was saying it to you and I was like, oh, this is his fridge, not mine. I shouldn't offered it in the way that I did. You know, I could have offered it like, you know, been like, yeah, we have one, but it's raised, but you know.
Well, also it means moving a full-size refrigerator over to someone else's house for a couple of days and then
definitely
back to our house.
Definitely didn't think about that, yeah.
Luckily, I had a mini fridge that was big enough to hold. I'm just glad they had a freezer that they could put the freezer stuff in.
That's what I was worried about. Yeah. When he said that on the phone, I was like, oh, mini fridge. That's the way to go.
So here's the lesson. Always, you know, always ask your own questions.
Yeah. Get the full story.
When someone else is trying to give your stuff away, you just say, hold on.
I'm not giving it away, just lending it out.
Yeah. Just.
We did my family a real solid letting them borrow that mini fridge. Yeah. And so thank you.
And I, of course, I would have let them borrow this one too if I didn't have another option. But yeah, moving a full size fridge twice to save
also,
3 days
if it's
of
just,
groceries is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it would have just, for the stuff they wanted to save, it would have been better. If it wasn't for that mini fridge, it would have been better just to have ice in a cooler.
Yeah.
To be honest, like that would have been way easier than like the moving of the whole fridge.
Well, that is what he said he was going to do, but this was a little easier.
Yeah.
Or not. Maybe that would have been easier, closer, but he needed to get away too.
Yeah. He wanted to hang out more.
Oh, really? I thought he had to get back.
Yeah, I think he did, but he wants some hangout time.
Yeah.
It's a lot. He's
Well, it's almost St. Patty's Day, so
that's tomorrow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tomorrow. Happy St. Patty's Day. And
to all you Irish out there. I was going to say Jews, but that's different.
Totally different. Yeah. I mean, there are probably Irish Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Irish Catholic
here's
is usually
a,
what you
here's
get.
Here's a question that just popped into my head.
Okay.
So it's Lent right now. It's the Catholic holiday, right, leading up to Easter.
What'd you call it?
Lent.
Okay. Sounded like Lent.
No.
That sounded like Lent.
My accent.
Okay, Lent.
My accent.
I didn't know you had one of those.
It comes and goes.
So question, it's Lent.
Okay. Yeah. So it's Lent right now. And, you know, it's a holiday leading up to Easter where Catholics traditionally give up something that they really enjoy doing, you know, for God.
Right before their special bunny comes and lays chocolate.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
And eggs.
Here's my question. It's Lent right now.
Jelly beans.
Tomorrow is St. Patty's Day, a famous holiday for drinking.
Mm-hmm. Catholic, Irish Catholic.
Irish or Catholic. What the fuck? What's going on there?
Like.
Nobody's giving up alcohol for Lent.
Isn't Lent over?
It's happening right now.
How long does it last? 40 days? Is that
like
the 40
forever.
Days one?
It's a long time. Yeah. No, I think I thought it was just a couple of weeks, but it's happening now according to my Airbnb guests who are participating in Lent.
Is it just a couple weeks, or is it supposed to be the 40 days that they were wandering in the desert, the Jews? No, that's the Jews.
That's the Jews.
Yeah. I don't know anything about all that
Anyways,
stuff.
But yeah, that's kind of weird. I guess the Irish aren't giving up alcohol. Maybe they celebrate Lent differently.
I always thought Lent was about Mardi Gras.
That's part of it. Fat Tuesday.
Right.
I think Fat Tuesday kicks off Lent. That was like last week.
Yeah, and Mardi Gras. So it all makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. You party, yet you're not, you have to give something up. So maybe it's just a trade. You're going to party hard, so you got to trade. You don't give up alcohol, whatever you do. You just give up red meat or something. Something important to you.
I did have something I was going to share today, but you indicated that it might be dumb, so I didn't.
What, talking about work stuff?
No.
Okay, what?
It was an interesting fact.
I indicated that it might be dumb. I don't even know what it is, so it couldn't have been that strong of an indication.
Maybe I didn't say anything to you about it. It's here's what I put in my notes. Interesting facts about cats. What can...
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I'm not going to read you all of the interesting facts about cats. But here's something. Did you know that cats and other animals, certain animals, they can see pee from other animals? They can, because the thing about cats is they can see different UV light rays than humans can. And so they can see where other animals pee. They can see it. Even if it's like dry and, you know.
Like fluorescent glow or something? Is
something
it
like that, yeah.
Is it phosphorescence? Phosphorescence?
I imagine it's something like when we're playing the Red Dead Redemption game and they're tracking an animal. And then those lights kind of go. Mm-hmm. In my brain, that's what it kind of looks like for them.
I didn't know
That's pretty interesting, isn't
it? Yeah. I don't know if I believe that right off the bat, but
I did not verify it. I read it in an email.
Did you know that pee glows to a cat?
Their eyeballs are like natural black lights.
And it sings to a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loves dogs.
We had one of those once.
Once upon a time. What was his name?
Bye.
Bad. The further we get away from that whole situation, the more I'm just like, that was an awful fit for this house, that dog. He was a bad boy. No, he was good. He didn't like piss or pee anywhere, but he did try to kill Pearl.
Well, we just have to do the behind the scenes. So before getting the dog, I was trying to convince you or shed some light, being that I have been a dog owner myself, mm-hmm. on just how much like effort and time has to be dedicated to the dog. You have to dedicate time to give them what they need. Otherwise, they'll just be bugging you for stuff all the time. And this one was still bugging for stuff regardless. Yeah. But you were like, oh yeah, I'm going to take care of all that stuff. But then you're too busy. So then I ended up taking care of all the stuff.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the deal.
Neither of us liked it. Mm-mm. I didn't like it either. I probably didn't like it less. And you probably didn't like it more than I didn't like it because you were the one having to do the work. But
I didn't really show it. I wasn't like, but no, it was just.
You were always like, nice about it. But I mean, it always bothered me too, honestly, because I'm like, fuck, I want to be walking the dog. I don't.
Right.
But I also wanted to be going to work more and wanted to go to the gym more.
So
that was a learning for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's see. It'll be different. You've got friends that can't keep a serving job and.
I don't really have friends. So that's not true. I do. I think friendships are just different when you get older. You know?
Yeah.
We just, sometimes my girlfriends and I will just like take days to respond back to each other.
Well, it definitely becomes tougher if you don't have kids. If you don't have kids going and hanging out.
Yeah, because everyone needs a play date for their kid.
Here's a fun, the little playback from
scuba diving.
Dinner with your current tenants, which.
That was fun.
They were awesome. Yeah, that was so nice. If they're listening, thank you very much. Yeah. That was fun. But how funny was that that Scarlett and Duke showed up, the two kids.
She loves you.
Of Mason and Kelsey. And
I've never seen a little girl. It's such a big crush in my life.
And not a moment after I was telling them my joke about that I haven't told on stage yet, which is it's a little gift from the universe when a kid likes you because it's like, okay, I'm doing stuff right. It means you know, because they're like
pure and innocent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like a kid that likes you is like a little like, cool. All right. I'm okay. The kids like me. They see stuff nobody else sees. So, mm-hmm. okay. We're still doing good. But when a little girl, actually, I guess a little boy too, because they all get padiddled, right? Comes up and like hugs you in your lap, like semi inappropriately. My job as a man is to put my hands out at my sides directly out and say, not touching the child. Notice the father is present. I didn't do any of this. Like
you handled it perfectly.
But no sooner had I said that joke, she comes running back over and I swear she was going to try to give me a smacker. She was
sitting on your lap. Like she gave you a hug and then like looking at you with these big, she has the biggest, beautiful, like
she has
eyes.
A crush on me.
And she's looking at you and then she's like, get like inching closer. And then she's like, I'm going to sit on his lap. And then she goes in and you're like, what are you doing?
What are you
doing? You tickled her a little bit.
And then I picked her up and put her off my lap.
Yeah. You handled it really well. Yeah.
Holy shit. That is the most uncomfortable. Like, I usually am very comfortable with being uncomfortable. That makes me uncomfortably uncomfortable in public. Like, I'm just like, I did not do anything. At all for this. This is all I did was work on their house. Legit.
Yeah. I think that's good. I think that you should have that attitude. Otherwise, people would be like, fucking, what's they doing with the kids? You know, you're friendly, approachable, but don't sit on my lap. I'm not enjoying this.
Yeah,
let's you go play over there.
Please don't. I'm uncomfortable now. Stop it. They're so cute, though. Yeah,
they're good.
Oh. Little Duke with his wonky eye.
Mm-hmm. I love at one point he had his like hood on. He's like, you know, like the big glasses.
Yeah, what did Kelsey tell me that he's, they thought maybe for a second that he was going to be like on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, hell no, he can't be on the spectrum and have a fucked up eye.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, that's bad. That's just bad.
And you got to be like, have a really great, so you got to be funny. Or you know, you got to tell good jokes.
A savant of a musician or something.
Yeah, yeah, you have to be really good at something that people enjoy.
Yeah.
And then you'll be fine.
But shout out the new roomies.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, great guests.
The two D's, Danny and...
Danny and Dino.
Dino, that's right, mm-hmm. Danny and Dino. Mm-hmm. They sound like characters in a... Oh, that was fun. Actually, their job is kind of fun. They do testing on the MLB players, mm-hmm. drug testing. Mm-hmm. And when we would try to like ask them anything about it, man, did they get so skittish, like
so uncomfortable.
I'm like, we're not recording this or anything. They're like, no, we take the very, and it's like, yeah, no, we're just curious about the procedures and yeah, stuff.
We're like, but also, can you like speak a little bit slower?
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
And then, yeah. And so we were just having dinner with a couple guys who just for work, they just stare at dicks all day.
Yeah.
Just stare at them just longingly. I'm pretty sure I saw Daniel like lick his lips when we were talking about it.
That was a good time. That was a good time. So yeah.
Yep. Well.
Well, sorry, folks.
This is gonna be a short one. What else we have? We have anything else on the dial?
No, I don't know why. I mean, I'm excited to go snowboarding Friday. You know, I made somebody cry today. I've never done that at work before. Actually, that was
today?
The first for me. No, sorry, this week.
Yeah.
We
found a property that we're trying to investigate and figure out how to find out who, as far as we can tell, this 104-year-old person is still owns mm-hmm. it and has been paying taxes on it. And it was bequeathed to this person in 1980. And I'm trying to track down and see if they want to sell this thing for cheap.
And you wrote her a letter.
I did. Yeah, I need to send it out.
Mm-hmm. We got envelopes.
Uh-huh. I gotta send out that letter.
I got stamps, if you need some stamps.
I think I do need some stamps. Yeah. I think I've got some somewhere.
You know, get your own stamps.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty cheap. $1.22 forever.
Man, I remember when they were 25 cents.
Well, everything's going to go up now, I mean, with the tariffs and everything.
Oh, my gosh. I think we need to wrap up.
Okay, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up.
We're at 47 minutes, and don't smile. This is my new mm-hmm. Trump telling his son, Barron. I saw a picture of Barron, in like a news article, you know, talking about what his girlfriends say about him. And he's just not smiling. He just looks like a prodigy of old daddy Trump. And it's like, don't smile. Trump's don't smile, Barron.
We're very serious.
Nope. Everybody will see you smile. Can't smile.
Think you're a jokester. You can tell jokes, but you can't smile.
All right. Well, this one has been something.
It's been a thing. And yeah, I won't do it again. I mean, I'll do the podcast again.
Well,
you know what I mean.
I guess it's just me and you now. She quit.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.